Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Bouet, Mike Snyder, Christy Bluefeather, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. We're really excited to be on here in the month of March, and of course we're doing it on the end of the month because a lot of us have been traveling. And just to announce early in the show, Christy Bluefeather is actually traveling this week and will not be on the show. We're hoping she'll be back in the next month for the next follow-up show. As always, to find out more about this show and other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We will be taking callers and doing readings and guidance and coaching and everything like that. That'll be happening probably in about an hour or so. The call-in number for that, if you want to call in, is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. As always, in the beginning of the show, I love to give out the website in case you want to find out more, work with all the great people on the radio show. And the first one we're going to put out for the information is our friend Brigitte, who's going to be channeling this evening. And you can actually work with her remotely, or if you're in the New York area, you can actually meet up with her at her beautiful center. Of course, she's been traveling and holding events with Mike all over the United States, so you can check out her website at lightbridge101.com. And, of course, if you miss any of these links or any information, you can go to our radio website, and they're located there. That beautiful music that you heard at the beginning of the show for the introduction, that's done by our friend Mike. He actually channels that. We usually talk about his channeling on some of the shows. But he actually channels that music directly from the divine and from angelic beings and all kinds of great places. He has a lot of that music available for download off of his website at mikenyderc.com. That's mikesnyderc.com. So make sure to check out some of his music and support him and his great talent. And he, of course, will be playing a lot of the music, right? Not a lot of music. Any of the music you hear on the show this evening is going to be offered by him, since me and Brigitte do not play music. Of course, my name is Mark Rawson, and I will be doing the Deeksha blessing this evening and sending all kinds of blessings and prayers of support and everything out to anybody who's listening to the show or anybody who listens to any of the replays. And with that, Brigitte, all yours.
Thank you, Mark. And so good for all of us to come together again, even though it's the end of the month. But, you know, there's a lot to be said about this month of March. We celebrated the equinox and we stepped into spring. And with that, a lot of feelings are coming up, a lot of situations are being faced. And sometimes we feel a little overwhelmed with the amount of information that is thrown at us, forcing us to make new choices in our lives. But we kind of have signed up for that. Sadly, we tend to wonder sometimes, what the heck were we thinking? But it is what we've signed up for. And so let's just for a moment talk about the equinox and the thawing of the snow and winter going away, being replaced by spring. Often that asks you to go go out of a time where you were more introverted and more within and did some deep inner searching into a time where you have to decide now, really, if you haven't decided yet, where you have to decide now, what is it that I want to manifest into my life? What is it that I want to bring forward into the new year of spring and summer? What do I want to nurture? What seeds within myself, seeds of light, do I want to grow? And often when we go through this time, think about it, just like a plant that's still just a seed underneath the surface. Before you break through the dirt into the open air, there might be a little bit of fear and resistance because you are not really sure what it is you're going to be facing. And so this is a time where often we kind of go back into the past, hang on to the past, hang on to memories that nurtured us and are a little bit afraid of looking ahead. And side effects can be that your inner self gets a little bit overheated because there's a part of us that now this is the time to move forward. You got to get into action to a certain extent to make choices in your life, to say yes, to say no, to say maybe, but to say something. And yet here we are, and a part of us is saying, wow, you know, I would like change, but I'm also afraid of change. I would like to open up a new door, and I know it means that I have to close the door of where I'm at now, but am I really ready for it? And if this is not resonating with you, then it is important for you to recognize that people around you are going through this and that they need a little bit of love and compassion because there is this fear of change that is very human. The fear of letting go, the fear of allowing things to unfold. And then also questioning, do I have enough trust and faith? Am I really being provided for, or am I only telling myself that? And how much can I control the future? And sometimes you realize, or most of the time you will realize, that it's not about controlling the future, but it's about allowing things to unfold based on the choices you've made. We also just had a very powerful new moon yesterday, and it is a new moon in Aries. And those of you who study astrology, you know that Aries is a very, very powerful zodiac sign connected to Mars, the energy of the planet Mars. It could either trigger some warrior energy in you where you simply want to open up a path for yourself by taking the machete, taking the sword, and just start cutting away whatever is hindering you. Or you can replace that warrior energy that comes from a little bit more of a vibration of anger with that courage and strength that is needed to have trust and faith. Everything is in motion. Life is in motion. Everything is evolving. Even if you don't think you are evolving, everything is in fact evolving. And sometimes when it looks like everything's stagnated or we are in a job that really doesn't make us happy and we want to virtually use our horns as a ram and destroy the obstruction, it often comes from a place of fear or impatience, and it's not going to be any beneficial. Most of the confrontations you're experiencing at this time, whether it is within yourself or outside of yourself, must be dealt with love and gentleness, with patience and with the willingness to go within, to listen to the guidance from within. So even though Aries is about action and movement, make this movement not a movement out of reaction, but a movement out of strength, courage, and power. The power to just withstand the tension of the pulling of all the different opinions, all the different guidance, all the different directives you're getting, and then just stand there and just ask yourself, what is it within your own self that you're guided to do? What direction within your own self feels right? And you know, we are getting so many impulses, whether it's through TV, whether it's through the news, whether it's through other spiritual teachers or guides. And all is beautiful. But in the long run, you have to decide for yourself what feels right to you. We are not about giving our power away by consistently asking, should I take the left path or the right path? This has to stop, because when you keep asking which path to take, then you're also giving your power away. When you are at a crossroad and you see two paths going into two different directions, it's not about asking someone on the outside which path to take. It's about going within and feeling yourself into the direction of each path. Thinking yourself, when I follow this path into that direction, do I do this out of fear? Would I go this path out of fear of loss, out of fear of abandonment, out of fear of rejection? Or do I go this path out of love and compassion and trust and faith that it will be an adventure and I don't know where this path is going to take me, but it's an opportunity for a new beginning, and I have trust and faith that whatever that new beginning is, it will be the best possible thing for me, because I can feel my heart opening, expanding. I can feel a spark being ignited within me. And so this time right now with the equinox and the beginning of the spring, it's to overcome this pull of wanting to close your eyes, not getting up out of bed in the morning, wanting to hide in your home or in your turtle shell, to overcome that feeling of I'm afraid to be seen for who I am, but instead to have the courage to say, let me be seen. I might not be a fully developed flower or plant yet. I might only be partially developed, but for where I'm at right now, it's safe, because I'm going to receive the nurturing that will give me the continued strength to blossom to the full radiant self that I'm meant to be this year. So it's really about allowing yourself, if you still feel you're in the darkness, to be in the darkness until there are parts of the surface that are starting to crumble away. And when they start crumbling away and you're being hit with the first light, don't get spooked thinking, oh my God, now what? But allow yourself to easily and effortlessly to be raised by Gaia out into the open in a safe way, so that you can experience your new life, your new self, in a very harmonious way, and release the fears through the power of transformation. Call on those masters like Saint Germain to help you transform and transmute those fears. You're walking this path of spring, not just for your own self. You're assisting many, many others by treading a path out of that feeling of feeling unfulfilled. That unfulfilled feeling that you might have within you is only coming from the fear of stepping out into a whole new world, experiencing something very different from everything you've experienced before, because you've always allowed that voice stopping you. You need to be safe. You need to be safe. You need to stay where you are. But allow that voice to give you the courage for a whole new experience of yourself. So these are very pregnant times, especially at a new moon. And when you now receive the Diksha from Mark and you listen to the music from Mike, I invite you very much to take a couple of deep breaths. You know, sadly, sometimes we experience static with the connection of the music not coming through 100%, but the vibration is going to come through, especially with the Diksha that Mark is going to give you too. And so open yourself up and just allow yourself to open up your heart, to feel yourself in that soil, even so you might feel restricted. But when you feel restricted and you keep trying to push the boundaries, it's only going to create more panic and more discomfort. But if you allow yourself to relax, something is going to take place. Suddenly, the parameters around you, circumstances around you are not going to press so much on you, and the limitation can fall away for you to just step out of whatever that cocoon was that you were in. And so take this moment now to relax, to close your eyes, to take in a deep breath, and to just let yourself go by being in the moment, by not worrying about what you should be doing or what you have to do, but by just being present to the moment and allowing yourself not to move. The movement will come automatically as the dirt moves you up and out of the surface. It's the way it works. It's a natural process, and you don't even have to do anything for it. You just have to allow things to unfold. And with that, I'm going to hand you over now to Mark and Mike. Christy, you're missed. I wish you safe travel on your spiritual path right now. And I know in spirit you're with us regardless. So sending you much love. And we will start now. And as Mark said, around 9 o'clock, we will also take callers if anybody has questions to St. Germain or whatever Ascended Masters there. Okay, with that, I'm handing it over to the double M's.
Thank you.
Greeting, I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before all of you at this time of continued change and transformation. And this is truly a very accelerated time of transformation. Every time in spring and autumn during the equinoxes, it becomes very obvious as in your life that there still is duality. And being human, duality is part of the existence here on Earth. But the duality also offers an opportunity to become the alchemist, to take these two opposing forces together and to create a bridge, hold both aspects in balance. And as you hold them in balance, allow them to slowly, ever so slowly, come together and merge to then create a new form of experience or existence. And so within your own life at an equinox, you become very much aware of that dance of love and fear, light and darkness. And it is in ways triggered that sometimes seem so innocent, and yet can have tremendous repercussions in your processing, in the way you feel. It starts with a simple pain or discomfort that continues to repeat itself, or it starts with a situation in a relationship or at work that triggers your discomfort. And through this nagging energy, you're being pulled away from your centeredness, away from the vibration of love and light. But this is not because you're failing. It is a necessary process for the work that you're doing here on Earth as one who's treading the path so that others can follow this path. So when you're being put into the darkness, into your fears, away from the vibration of love and compassion and that sense of trust and faith that everything shall be provided for, when your physical health suddenly starts to fall apart, asking you to delve even deeper within yourself, to delve even deeper into your heart or into your mind or into the pockets of yourself that you've neglected, then this, again, is not because you're failing, but it is an opportunity for you to use the tools you've learned to then continuously keep transforming and transmuting those discordant energies into the vibration of love and light, or better yet, to call on our assistance of the hierarchy of light, so that we can keep sending energy, love, and light into the situation so that it can simply dissolve without continuing to bring you hardship. But part of the lessons of restriction, any form of restriction, is for you to pay attention more to yourself, more to your inner own workings. Whether it is paying more attention to your physical body, paying more attention to your emotions, paying more attention to your mental state of your mind, of paying more attention to your connection to God, source, creator, all that is, to your spiritual connection. Often, it is a combination of all four of them together. But in this limitation that you experience now, or that you have been experiencing, ever from it present itself, is not that you've made a mistake, but it is an opportunity for you to delve deeper on your spiritual growth process into yourself, to bring new gifts up to the surface that can only be brought up through the purging you're willing to go through. Of course, that doesn't sound that comforting when you're in the middle of it. And of course, there's always that sense of fear that you're concerned that you might be stuck in this condition and that you're not going to be strong enough or have enough resources to balance this with the opposing forces with love and light. But I'm here to tell you that every single one of you, regardless whether you remember or you forget at times, that we are with you. We are always with you. You're never alone. And that means that even though you might forget to ask for help, we will give you signs and we will keep making ourselves known to you. Those are the little miracles that at first you might not notice. It might be the rainbow that you see at the end of a very tough day. It might be the sun that breaks through the clouds at a very specific moment, or a friend calling you out of the blue just to give you words of encouragement. But we are consistently working to help you. The question is, do you allow this help to come in? Or do you feel that you have to walk this path alone? And as I've said many times before, this path can absolutely not be walked alone at this time. It can only be walked in direct alignment with us, in whatever form you choose to do that. Again, when you go through a time where you feel that you can't hear us, or you feel you can't see us, or you feel absolutely disconnected because the cocoon of transformation is keeping you blindfolded and deaf, then simply find ways, simple ways, to remind you that that is only an illusion. It is only a temporary disconnect necessary for you to make some new choices for yourself. Then find a picture and hang on to the picture. Find a flower and look at the beauty of perfection that reminds you that even in the simplest forms, perfection is created easily and effortlessly. The same perfection is within you too. And all of the sweat and the worries and the fear that you're experiencing is only the process to make you even more radiant and beautiful. I know that some of you get angry by this thought. Some of you are screaming at us, enough is enough. Where is that relationship that I'm so much seeking? Where's the abundance that I so much am looking for? When can I truly feel that I'm being supported? Because I don't even know what tomorrow will bring to support me on a physical level. For all of you, I say, first of all, don't separate yourself from us, from God. Because by you being angry with us or yelling at us, you're only continuously maintaining that concept of separation. Own that you're an aspect of God's source creator. own that when you're yelling at any of us, you're also yelling at yourself. That when you're angry with us, you're also angry with your own self. And it will limit you in ways that is not beneficial for you. So as you begin to step back to a loving relationship with us, not falling into the blame game, but taking ownership of being an aspect of God's source, creator, all that is the beginning of a powerful transformation you're going to experience. When you take your power back, when you fully own that you are co-creator with God, then begin to observe how you have, through this anger, through the fear that is underneath the anger, because there is fear underneath that, how you have, through the fear, separated yourself from your divine I Am Presence. In the separation from your divine I Am Presence, you've created a situation of lack. In whatever form that lack will appear to you, there are different forms. And so it is about owning that you're an aspect of God, owning that it is only you who is responsible for reconnecting with your divine I Am Presence, for making an effort in the midst of chaos to touch your heart and to speak to your divine I Am Presence and ask your divine I Am Presence to draw even closer to you, to draw closer to you, to support you even further, to shine the light on your path, and to help you in seeing the bigger picture so that you can make choices accordingly. Because of the chaos that is surrounding you and that is happening within this country, and truly within many countries at this time, it is not that simple to find your own inner centeredness. So it is important for you to connect with your divine I Am Presence and to work very closely with your divine I Am Presence, your spiritual self, in the creation of your path going forward. Now, you're not going to be able to connect with your divine I Am Presence if you keep yourself busy. And often, without you realizing, there is a mechanism in place where you actually sabotage yourself out of fear of your own power, where you will use many different types of addictions or habits to keep yourself from more deeply connecting with your divine I Am Presence. It can be as simple as you stating that you have to take care of your children, your family, people around you. It can be as simple that you will tell yourself that you're too tired for this connection, or you find other ways to keep yourself away from the silence necessary to connect with your divine I Am Presence. And there's no judgment that we have about that, because as a result of being in silence, of course, what it will ask you to do is deal with the amount of fear that you have been suppressing up until this point. So when you sit in that silence, most likely your mind will do all kinds of tactics to keep you away from that inner peace. And that is where your work with us comes in. That is when you keep giving all your thoughts and all your fear into the violet flame to be transformed and transmuted into love and light. That is when you put some music on and you light a candle and you light some incense and you let your senses carry you away from your mind that is trying to control you and is trying to move you into a certain direction. Taste can even do that. All your senses are capable of redirecting your thoughts But be aware that sometimes the redirection of your thoughts can even take you deeper into an emotional imbalance. Certain music will bring up memories, unfinished memories of your childhood, where then other thought patterns are being triggered. So become aware of what music puts you into a place of peace and what music agitates you. All of this very much is about awareness and choice. Emptiness, awareness, and choice. And so when you learn to, instead of letting your mind shatter, overwhelm you, when you learn to work with that, to use your strength and courage to continuously take all this mind shatter and just putting it into the violet flame, consistently breathing it out, using your in-breath and your out-breath, breathing out the tension, breathing out the fear, breathing out the anger, breathing out all the restrictive thoughts. The more you use the power of the in-breath and out-breath, the easier it's going to become for you to enter that place of stillness. If you feel that you absolutely cannot sit still through that, it is okay to walk and to find a way to use physical exercises to help you release that tension that keeps your mind going, whether it is through yoga, whether it is through Tai Chi, whether it is through climbing a mountain, climbing a tree, whatever is there that works for you, riding your bike, going jogging. But make sure after that or during that, depending on where you're at, that you will still stop and then move into this place, the sacred place of inner stillness. There's something very holy about stillness. And in this time and age, silence doesn't come easily, does it? So many influences with it. Telephone, radio, TV, whatever it is, so many influences. But silence is something very holy, something that at this time, for example, Venus being retrograde, this silence that is pulling you within, asking you to reevaluate what it is that you claim to be beautiful and what it is that you claim to be ugly. Your whole value system in these weeks and in these next 2 weeks is being changed. It is time for you to recognize that from a oneness consciousness, there is no beautiful and ugly. Everything is beautiful, and yet everything has its own purpose, its own vibration, its own directive. So really what you want to ask yourself is less about, am I worthy, am I beautiful, am I ugly, and move more towards, is this way I eat, is this way I am serving me? And if it is beautiful, no matter how it looks like, if it is not, then have the willingness to at least choose to follow opportunities that can change this for you. It is not even that you have to go right into action. At least make the choice, show the willingness that you're open, truly desiring this change. And you'll be amazed at the opportunities that then will be given to you. And so it is consistently about taking your power back, about making choices, about seeing yourself as an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, no longer being a victim of other circumstances, but seeing the other circumstances as a force that is asking you to pay attention, to pay attention to you, to pay attention to your feelings, to pay attention to your thoughts, to pay attention to your belief system, to pay attention, most importantly, to that, what you're afraid of. Because if you're afraid, if you're not going to have the means to support your family, then that, no matter how much you're working with us, the hierarchy of life, that is going to be the foundation that is keeping you in separation. So when there's that fear, then find a way to move into alignment with your divine arm presence and to find a way together, not alone, to take this fear and release it into the beautiful light of God, Source, Creator, all that is, so that it can be integrated, not through judgment, through a gratitude for all the lessons it has taught you, back into all that is. And so the reason why I have been talking with you in such depth today is because we can see how many of you are indeed struggling at this time. You are focusing on the light. That's not it. You are focusing on continuing on your path of illumination. You are deeply passionate about the fact that you choose to be of the light. And yet, the outer circumstances have been pressing on you and having you from enjoying your divine essence in a way that brings you joy, peace, and happiness. So with that being said, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to think deeper within your own inner self. In-breath, out-breath. Feel your body settling wherever you sit. Feel your feet, your legs, arms and hands, everything relaxing. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, you've come so far and you've worked so hard to get where you are right now. This is a gift for you to allow yourself to just be without having to do anything. Whether that's worrying about a loved one, whether that's worrying about your own health situation or business or something. For right now, you are exactly where you need to be. There's nothing else you have to do. Give yourself permission. Just rest. Take a deep breath in and a breath out. As you breathe in, you can feel yourself expanding. As you breathe out, you can feel yourself pushing out any old energies that no longer serve you. As you breathe in, you can feel your consciousness opening up, your crown opening up, your senses opening up. As you breathe out, you can feel your body relaxing more as it lets go of any unwanted anxiety, fear, anything that's holding you back from remembering who you truly are, an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. And as you're sitting there, as you're using your in-breaths and out-breaths, you can feel within your heart a fire, flame, this your divine flame. And no matter what is happening, no matter how much you think that there's very little of that flame left, it is burning within you regardless. And so I want you to focus with your in-breath and your out-breath on allowing this flame to expand, grow. Think about a fire in a fireplace. and you give it more air, the fire burns brighter and harder, stronger. So the same when you breathe in. When you breathe in, you bring more air to that fire within you, to that divine flame within you, and it can start to become stronger. And when you breathe out, you simply allow yourself to surrender to that light within. In, and out. Now's the time for you to be willing to let go of another level of control. To stop asking, where am I going to find a job? Where am I going to find the right partner? Where am I going to find any answers to all the questions I'm having? Well, right now, let go of all these needs and musts and have-tos. And let yourself, let your consciousness fall into that divine light within you. Allowing yourself to become one with that light that expands for every cell of your body, from within outward, fading a wave of light that when it comes in contact with any heaviness, it simply embraces that heaviness with love and transforms and transmutes it into light, into a part of itself. And so your consciousness is also now included in the essence of that divine light. And let this light now keep growing. Keep growing from within yourself outwards, out into the room that you're sitting in, touching your clothes, touching everything that you have sitting around you, and use your in-breath and out-breath to keep fueling this divine fire so that it can continue to grow and expand from the room that you sit in further out into the house or into your surrounding, wherever you sit right now. And feel that light push outward, even forward and further. Allow it to push into the place where you might work, into the place of relationship, into any place where you feel that heaviness that is keeping you unfocused, that is keeping you separate from your divine self. Expand that light. And one truth at a time of a new moon is that even so, the new moon brings darkness. So the darkness, the stars surrounding the moon, are much brighter and much more illuminated. So the darkness of a new moon illuminates your light so much more. So let your light shine. Be that star that you are meant to be. And expand further and further with that light until it reaches the village, the town, the community you live in, your neighborhood. Let it grow further and further until you reach the lights of others who are at this time also expanding their light. Together, as your light touches, something beautiful happens. There is no sense of separation. There is a sense of oneness. And so now you're connecting with all the other light workers around the world. All of them holding within them that beautiful divine flame. and through your willingness to connect with all of the other light workers, you can also reach out to those who are still asleep effortlessly, just slightly reinforcing the divine light within them too. But this is not where it stops. You can feel the pulse from the heart of Gaia. And you can feel your heart answering in the same heartbeat as the heartbeat of Gaia. And there's a magnetic pull of your light connecting. It's a beautiful divine flame within the heart of Gaia. And it connects with you in a way that is a bridge where your light flows into the light of the heart of Gaia, and the light within the heart of Gaia flows into your light. All of Earth, from within and outside, comes a pure sphere of divine light. And in this for a moment, you lose all sense of yourself, allowing yourself to let go of control and to delve into the loving embrace of the collective consciousness of Gaia, of all of humanity here on Earth, being cradled by the power of love, by the power of your divine essence. And just feel that oneness. Feel that comfort of being one. And allow it now to reach out even further, to connect with the light of the heart of the moon and the light, the heart of the sun. Reaching out and expanding until this whole solar system is engulfed purity of divine light. And you can feel your consciousness expanding. You can feel now not just being one with Gaia, but being one with this whole solar system. But that's not where it ends. This light that you're part of is expanding even further, expanding from many, many to many other solar systems within this galaxy, until this whole galaxy is one sphere of light, carrying within it the consciousnesses of all of the solar systems, all of the stars, all of the planets, is in the loving embrace of this galaxy of the Milky Way. And the whole Milky Way right now is lit up as one big divine light. And those who would have the ability and that do have the ability to see with their psychic eyes, they can see the whole galaxy being lit up now. That's not where it ends, is it? There are many other galaxies within the universe. And now this light of this galaxy is reaching out to the light of all the other galaxies, lighting up this universe into one powerful, all-encompassing divine light. This is the moment when you can feel divine grace. All of creation. All of creation. Everywhere. Allowing you to reach out and connect with God, Source, Creator, all that is. In the knowing that is in all that is everything. The light and the darkness. And so as you reach this your light, this that divine light, into the vastness of all that is, we come face to face for a moment with all the darkness in this universe as well. But there is no fear attached to it. There is no threat. There's a simple understanding that there's purpose. There's purpose for the light. There's purpose for the darkness. In this place of divine consciousness, can you now connect with the darkness and merge into oneness? Just like at the time of the equinox. And because you're in such an exalted state, there is no judgment, there is no fear, there's simply the knowing that if you are part of all that is, then it is only right to integrate light and darkness into oneness within your consciousness and within your own self. That is what is taking place right now. Allow it to happen. Because even though your consciousness is so expanded right now, it reaches your physical body in direct line, doing the same as in every cell of your body. So in this alchemical process of the light and the darkness coming once for sacred union, there's also happening within yourself. Bring this oneness consciousness, this energy of light and darkness as one. Bring it back to your physical self. Through conscious choice, bring this oneness energy back into your heart as it becomes within your own self, a sphere of light and darkness merged into the sacred grace of oneness, radiating out peace, harmony, balance, and the knowing that nothing is being judged. Everything has its place. Everything has its purpose. And it is your ability to bring opposing forces together into alignment within yourself, that you can be empowered enough to hear the answers from your divine I'm presence that will guide and direct you from one moment to the next, safely and effortlessly. You truly are the alchemists. Know this to be true. Now settle this in your body, slowly, ever so slowly. Take a couple of deep breaths, and now that the sphere of oneness is very real indeed, and it will support you in the days ahead to bring balance into every part of your life, if you so allow it. Slowly feel your feet again, and take a moment and put your hand on your heart and feel the warmth of that sphere of oneness within you. To the experience of becoming a new radiant aspect of yourself. Simply settle it. And while you settle, and while you come back into the here and now, Mike, if you can play a short piece of music, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Mike. Mark, if you want to announce the phone number again, just in case someone wants to call in with questions, by all means, go ahead and do so.
All right. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I have our first caller when you're ready.
Go right ahead.
All righty. Our first caller for this evening is Marilyn. Marilyn, you're on the air with our, I've lost track. Is it St. Germain this evening?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, and thank you. That was a beautiful journey. And I appreciate the sense of healing that it has given me. My question is around my own health. And I recently had a successful surgery, and I am now recovering and feeling good. I wanted to know if I am on the right path and how I can support myself, as there still may be a few things that need to be cleared up as I move forward on this path. I do the work, and I meditate, and I am connected. I would appreciate any insight and guidance.
Most certainly, Marilyn. The most important message I can give you at this time is don't get seduced by impatience. Don't get seduced by those who will tell you that you have to speed up the process. Allow the process to take its own course. There will be ups and there will be downs. It is to be expected. Again, it's part of the transformational process. There's nothing to be afraid of. You are on the right path. You've done exactly the right things. You have made the right choices. Just continue to be kind to yourself. Be gentle with your body. Your mind is much faster than your body is. So it is important that you're willing to slow down your mind so that your body can catch up. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does perfectly.
And so there, yes, and so it's very, that would be your challenge, because your mind will want you to be already so much further ahead, and then frustration sets in, feeling that you're failing or you're not doing good enough. That is not the case. Your body is going through, shall we lovingly call it, a rewiring, transformation. You're going to be able to hold more energy. You're going to be able to run energy differently, but it takes a process. What you've been through has been, in a way, cutting away some of the ore that has kept you limited. And that is a tremendously powerful move. But with that also comes healing time that is necessary, healing time that will go hand in hand with some of the emotional releases that are going to come up for you. So don't let your mind put you under unnecessary pressure. Allow everything to unfold naturally through the power of love and kindness.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect and so helpful. Is there a sense of time in terms of
that is where your mind is wanting to trick you, and I'm not going to give you a sense of time. All I'm telling you is, because that's what your mind wants. Your mind wants structure. Let me make a plan A, B, and C. Let me have deadlines. If there's a problem, then I know that I have reached the deadline if nothing changed. There are no deadlines.
Okay.
There's only for you to learn to honor your physical temper and to allow your physical temper to go through the transformation in whatever time it needs. Without a plan, without control, this is a big lesson in letting go of control.
Okay. That's perfect.
It's not easy, but once you work through it, once you find more comfort in that energy of allowance versus trying to control it. And it is very beautiful to see how some of you, you included, are using your healing abilities and your connection to us, also wanting to control an outcome, trying to push things along. And again, this is not about finding shortcuts. This is about walking the path for love and kindness.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you,
very friend. Welcome, my dear. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
All right, are we ready for the next caller?
Go right ahead.
I was actually off screening, so I don't hear you when I do that.
Go right ahead.
All right, Katie, you're on with St. Germain.
Hi, yes, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, how can I help you?
Thank you, yes. I was wondering, I had sent a letter off yesterday to a potential partner. She's in England, her name starts with an S. And I was wondering if you see a connection there, if the partnership will work out.
Well, let me ask you a question in return. Do you feel that there's a connection there?
I do, yes.
So why do you question it?
I don't know, I guess because...
Because you're afraid. You're afraid of getting hurt. You're afraid of being rejected. You're afraid of ending up to go through this whole process and then ending up only to experience that in your deepest fear, love is for everyone else but your own self, right?
Yes.
So that is what you want to work on to ensure that the relationship you attract to you is a fulfilling one. So this is a very powerful time for you with Venus retrograde. Begin to value yourself for who you are, without the need to get outside confirmation that you're worthy of being loved. You must know that you're worthy of being loved, and you must love yourself just the way you are. If there's someone who can't accept you for who you are, they're not worthy of your friendship. This is about you allowing yourself to be comfortable, to be in your own skin, to be who you are. Let the lioness roar from within you. You're beautiful, you're strong, you're capable, don't make yourself ever less than you are, thinking you're doing this for the benefit of others, for someone else, or out of fear that if you are who you truly are, then you're going to be rejected. You're worthy of being you. My message to you is, there's no reason why this relationship can't work out, but if you're not working on some of the belief systems that are triggering fears in you, you're simply going to attract to you similar reactions to reactions that happened in the past. This is about the relationship between you and you, not the relationship between you and anyone else. Love yourself, celebrate yourself, make an altar dedicated towards yourself. Put flowers together dedicated to you. Celebrate yourself. You're beautiful, you're talented, you're worthy of all the love in the world, but it starts with your love and your full acceptance of yourself. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yes.
That's what you want to focus on. Everything else is going to fall into place accordingly.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Remember, there's a beautiful lioness within you. Learn to let it roar and let your power be seen. Do no longer be afraid of your power. It's safe to be powerful, Katie. Repeat after me. It is safe to be powerful.
It is safe to be powerful.
That's right. And it's also safe to be heard and seen. Say that. It is safe to be heard and seen.
It is safe to be heard and seen.
Beautiful. Remember that. You have tremendous power in you. Let it shine.
Oh, thank you.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Blessings.
All right.
You.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
All right. Jane, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi there. How are you?
Greetings. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Just wondering, do you see me moving in a new direction as far as my career?
You're at the brink of a new beginning, but you're still running away from that what has given you discomfort in the previous relationships and situations. So you need to do a bit of reviewing. You've done it already, go deeper. Don't leave any stone untouched. Look underneath every rock and see what's hidden there. It's not so different from Katie for you. You are capable of experiencing so many beautiful new things in your life, but there are underlying belief systems that keep you limited to relationships, whether it's in business or elsewhere, that are keeping you from stepping into your power. This is a time when you, Jane, need to take your power back. But for that, you need to see that you're worthy of abundance, of love, and of the experience to be free. That's a very important part of you. You've gotten used so much to being limited that for you to step into the full freedom of who you are, it is almost frightening. There's so much potential for you. Let you open up your wings and fly, and let yourself be seen as you, as who you truly are. This spring is very, very powerful for you. Very significant times of change, but you need to make some new choices when it comes to your stuff and what you accept and allow into your life. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes. Makes a lot of sense.
Feel your power, feel your light, and know that you're worthy of receiving all the love and all the abundance and all the recognition in the world. There's no longer any reason for you to stand in the shadow or to hide or to play the second fiddle. You can play the first fiddle and you can be seen and known and heard.
Yeah, more, I'm trying to work on that.
Good, good. You're on the right path, my dear. There are just a few belief systems that you still have about yourself, where you are minimizing yourself instead of stepping out into the fully expanded experience of who you are.
Yeah, because there's some people who get in the way. And
don't believe other people. That is a big, big challenge. It's not the outer who's going to tell you the truth. It's you, your inner voice that is going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And you know deep inside of you what's true and what's not. Don't second guess yourself.
Yeah.
You're good. You're strong. You're very, very capable. You will make this a very successful year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get started. No, not yes. Okay, say yes. I will. I am powerful, and I am making this a successful year. Say that.
Yes, I will.
I am powerful. Say that.
I am powerful.
I am making this a successful year.
I am making this a successful year.
Beautiful. So empower yourself. And you will find a lot of great results from this.
I will.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. And that's it for this evening, Saint Germain.
Blessings to all of you. It is always such an honor to be with you all. And remember, you don't have to walk this path alone. I am right there with you, walking along your path of transformation, supporting you and empowering you to let your divine light shine. Blessings to you, and it is done. Namaste.
Wow, what an amazing show as always.
Yes, thank you everyone for listening in. And this time our next radio show will be the second Tuesday of next month. It will be the Festival of the Christ. It will be on the full moon, a very, very powerful time. So I'm looking forward to that radio show. It will probably pull our socks off, or however you're going to say it. Thank you very much, Mike. Your music, absolutely amazing.
Thank you,
Mark. And I'm giving the word over to you guys. I've said enough tonight.
Sounds good. The music was incredible tonight, Mike. It sounded really good, too. So it's great to have you on to be able to actually talk, because normally we know that you're kind of getting all the equipment ready, so you can't actually be talking to us at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. I'm glad it sounded good.
Thank you. We had so many amazing callers this evening, too, which was beautiful.
Yes, that was really nice. And, everybody is so beautiful. And I'm always feeling so touched and honored knowing that there are people actually listening to this show and getting something out of it. So to all of you, keep shining the light. It is needed more than ever. So take your power back and be the divine light that you're meant to be. Be the beacon of love and hope that you're meant to be.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace out.
Good night.